The thick Reuben sandwich, pink and overstuffed as a wedding invitation that I'd eaten for lunch. Patsy's? I tried to make it sound like I'd just come up with this idea, when in reality I'd been fantasizing about extracting a slice from a Patsy's pie, strings of white cheese stretching, but not snapping, forcing me to pinch it between my fingers and pull, a bonus glob of mozzarella sliding off someone else's slice. This wet dream had been playing on a loop since last Thursday, when we decided Sunday would be the day we finally took care of the registry. People are asking, Tiff. I know, Mom, we're getting to it. The wedding is 5 months away.
I'm not hungry, Luke's shoulders rose. But if you really want to.
What a sport. We continued to hold hands as we crossed Lexington Ave, dodging packs of strong-legged women in white walking shorts and supportive shoes, toting whatever treasures the Victoria's Secret on Fifth Avenue contained that the one in Minnesota did not. A cavalry of Long Island girls, the straps of their gladiator sandals twisting up their honeyed calves like leather vines on a tree. They looked at Luke. They looked at me. They didn't question it. I'd worked tirelessly to assemble a worthy rival, a Carolyn to his JFK Jr. We made a left, walking to